Strategies that underlie our set, and we have two of the three standard stops right in front of us.
Thank you.
Thanks again. All right. I'm going to read a story. Nate will play drum. Bob will play all the other stuff. The gritty sound of brick rubbing against itself slid up Robert's spine like a canoe fighting against the river current. It's almost 4 in the morning, he thought to himself, scratching the outer portion of his bare thigh as they willingly led him out of bed. Yawning, he looked out the window to the side street. Nothing. Turning his head from side to side, becoming more alert, Robert could not find the source of this unbearable sound that seemed to be permeating his entire part of the internal being. He looked down at his eyes against a single pair of bricks sitting on the wooden floor next to his bed. One brick was stationary, and the other on top, circling around the bottom like a zip on a hinge. In a moment, the bricks were still and the sound stopped. He stood staring at the ground and pondered for a moment, but silence began to fill the room, and Robert's eyelids grew heavy. He crawled back in bed, sliding underneath his woolen blankets, laying his head softly on the pillow. His mind was adrift when he began to hear a familiar, grinding hum. Robert quickly sat up in bed. His small efficiency room was filling with revolving bricks. The bricks in his own walls began to fall asleep, first loosening and then slowly turning around on top of each other. The relentless grinding sound was massaging his temples as he watched the walls of his apartment move and wave. Robert slid to the floor and raised his ear pressed against the floor. He heard the unmistakable grinding of gears and the sound of hydraulic pumps as he touched him. He was terrified beyond measure. He woke up suddenly. Like in the dream, he was on the floor with his ears pressed against the lacquered wood. Instead of grinding bricks and machinery, he only heard the sound of this top of the department oil, making breakfast and singing in a low voice. The terror began to descend. He walked to the bathroom and turned on the cold water. A stream of wood poured from the faucet. He closed the valve and dubiously watched as the flow slowed it to a trickle of splinters and then stopped. This had to be part of the sickness, right? Upon opening the hot water valve, a triple of small-sized Lego bricks began to fall out. The amazing thing was that it all went down the drain just fine. Robert did to try to fix the faucet might have been a good idea. But after discovering that the shower had rained out a lot of leaves upon his head, with the toilet filled up with cancer for the seats at the flush in, it was probably no use. He was dying of thirst, we had to act fast. After finding what was coming out of the store, it was cool and fresh. It took quite a bit for the to a glass and drank it deeply. Each of them had their own unique flavor and all of them were awful. He thought for a moment of whether or not his life was worth drinking was the best to describe his cat urine. Only the thought of returning to his family kept him from not being able to drink liquid from his stomach to the floor. The shaman instructed that the only cure for his poison was to find the right combination of liquid pouring all along. His first guess was to combine liquids from all 5 sources into 1 reaction. After his first swig, his flaking skin only got worse. The boils bubbled faster from the skin, and he was losing more fluid from his body than he could possibly pledge to the rock. The second combinations had to be done. Something, one thing. While some really slowed the degradation of his skin, he was quickly running out of time. His skin and vital bodily fluids were sloughing off so fast that his lips could barely contain his elixir. At his last patient effort, he realized the order was really dramatic. Was just been ordered as normal orders. John and Neil Cruz for his teleconference. The camera by Gary Kilmer, 2-12-1, has been called the mayor. John, I gave you a little bit of time. Remember, my hair number is 241. You can call me later. requested over to the department. Department brought together gas and defense for the fire. That was a bad, unfortunate process on this, because all this is God, and it's not true. And that's for a fire that I know about, you know, this man, that is his job. He has got a cow. Otherwise, my name is Mrs. Bell Cow. He's shot for one who can't do it like you. And now I'm bored. He got that, I took the trap of that after. He did, you know, was it gonna be worth it? Nagging torrents, caraway mystics, smoke car dandies. It was not worth it. Also known as Spirit Duplicator number 9. We got the new one. Kalimba washboard. What do I call it? I call it Ralph. I'm sorry, I call it Fred. Thank you. Before we commence, then earplugs are available at the bar for only $1. It might could help.
Thank you. Thank you.